Because that's the bottom line.
So how are we handicapping this game tonight, Reds and Royals? The money line in this game started with the Reds, a minus 136. How come the last time Chase Burns pitched, he was a minus 190 to win that game? Seems like a big number. It was a big number. But then again, he also wasn't playing against a team like the Royals and a pitcher like Kolek, who's actually a decent pitcher. This line opened with the Reds minus 136. Right now, it's Reds minus 156. So despite what happened Monday night, the betting markets are telling you, we don't care. We're rolling the dice with the Reds again. Betting splits. 81% of the tickets, 83% of the money is on the Reds money line to win this game. But the value here for our money is on the total once again. This total opened at 9. It is currently sitting at 8 a lot of places. I got it this morning at 8.5. Total classic reverse line move. 92% of the tickets are on the over, but only 64% of the money is on the over. So you can see the sharps coming in here and getting their action down early on this total going under the number. I would still, at 8, I'm still taking the under the total on this one. I got it at 8.5. Last night it opened at 9. But even with this total sitting at 8, yeah, I'm taking under the total. Two good pitchers, and lo and behold, is the Reds' bullpen decent right now? Enjoy it while you can, because it ain't going to last. But yes, I'm taking under the total. 8 here in this one. If I'm playing a side, do I think the value is with the Royals? It might be. But do you really trust Chase Burns in this spot? The market is begging us to take the Reds. But then again, if I have to lay minus 156, I don't care who it is or who you are, I'm not laying that kind of money on a money line. So if you are so adamant in getting action on this game on a side, maybe -1.5 at plus 135 consensus, that would be a decent play. I'm not playing it. I am on the total tonight, Royals and Reds, under the total of 8. Shop around, see if you can still find that 8.5, but I think those might be long gone. Let's start the NBA playoffs tonight, and it is game 1 of the NBA Finals. New York Knicks, San Antonio Spurs, a rematch of 27 years ago. Do you remember where you were 27 years ago? I do, but it's very foggy. For the Spurs, open a 5-point favorite. They are down to a 4.5-point favorite. Total here, 217.5. Betting splits. We see a slight majority of the money. 58% of the money is on the Spurs here. That reeks of a reverse line move to the Knicks. Just a little bit. Not enough for us. But the total here is what really kind of, in terms of betting splits, has kind of piqued my interest. Total's 217.5. It has not moved. Yet you look at the betting splits, 90% of the tickets, 94% of the money is on the over. We all want to see, we all root for human achievement. Nobody roots against everybody. Well, I do every day when it comes to the sports. But in terms of this game, we talked about it earlier, rest versus rust. The Knicks have been off for, what, 11 days or whatever? And yes, with the Spurs have been off 4. We talk about this here, rest versus rust, but most times it's with the home favorite. Home teams, when you have 4 or more days of rest in the next round of the playoffs, those do so well. 61%, 155 up, 99 down. But it doesn't take into effect what the other team had in terms of rest. In these NBA finals, more money on the favorites. When you see the favorites and they're getting a little bit more money on them than the other teams, those do very well also. 58% against the number. 301 up, 231 down, including this year, 33-24 against the spread. That's also 58%. I'm laying the chalk with the Spurs here. I'm laying the 4.5 in this one because, yeah, both teams are well-rested. The Knicks are really well-rested. But the Spurs, you've got 4 days off with them too. So it's not like they've, doing their walk of shame after a long night out on the town. Also, I'm playing the under here tonight. Nothing more than a line freeze. All this money is on the over. How come this total is still at 217.5? Unders, we said this earlier. Unders in the NBA Finals last 20 years, 68-49. That's 58.1%. That includes 13-7 in game 1. Spurs and under. Little chalk, but we're fading the public. with the total. That's how we're playing game one. So if you're looking to play the games tonight, good luck to you. May the winners be yours. How about some games in Major League Baseball that we're looking to play? And we've got a few of them. And we'll start in St. Louis. All of a sudden, the Rangers have put the Cardinals in their place first two games of this series. Rangers have won the first two. They're up to 30-31. You talk about a dark horse right now to make the American League playoffs. Texas Rangers, boom. Mackenzie Gore for them tonight, 3.96. Palante for the Cardinals. Feels like I've been betting on him a lot this year, and I'm betting on him again tonight. The Cardinals are 31-28. Cardinals bullpen last night, yeah, it was not pretty. And the Cardinals bullpen did not kind of do us right last night in terms of how we're trying to win some of these bets. We saw the Cardinals bullpen, O'Brien. Yeah, it didn't last very well for them. But Mackenzie Gore on the year, home road splits. At home, his ERA is 2.08. On the road, his ERA, 5.81. Palante this year has been doing very well at home, and especially in night games. You can see big two-run differences in his ERA in both those. Last five starts Palante has made, Cardinals are 4-1. Also, home favorites who lost the first two games of a series and are looking to kind of salvage Fred G. Sanford. Looking to salvage game three. Those teams have gone 11-6 this year. I'm taking the Cardinals here. Like the Cardinals a lot tonight. You can find them very short favorites here, about a minus 115, depending on where you shop. Yeah, I'm taking the Cardinals here tonight. That's game number one. Another game I'm on tonight, you're going to hear this a lot in the month of May, the Chicago Cubs. Colin Ray against Springs for the Athletics. Somehow the Athletics won last night, but they're not going to win again tonight. Cubs, you've really seen this line go from minus 120 to minus 135 here. That's a definite market play in this one. So we're going to take the Cubs against the Athletics here in this one. One more game to watch tonight, and you can find this line right now under minus 150, the Angels against the Rockies. Yeah, it's kind of obscure, but Urena is going for the Angels, and an old friend of the Reds, Michael Lorenzen, going for the Rockies. The man who once said during COVID, I could pitch all 60 games. Well, we see how that turned out. Played itself out. I'm taking the Angels tonight. You're playing about a minus 150. It's more of a play against Colorado than it is on the Angels. But if you look at the pitching numbers for Urena here, he's been good this year. 2.44. Lorenzen, of course, in Colorado, 2-7. 7.22. Yeah, I'll lay the chalk with the Angels tonight. How about some totals we're playing tonight? Totals where you see winning teams getting together, or you see weather, or we're just fading the public. We're going under in the games in Seattle. That total is only 7.5 with Seattle and the Mets. We're also taking the under in Philadelphia in that game with the Phillies and the Padres. Sanchez going for the Phillies tonight, 1.47. Yeah, I'll go under in that one. Going under with Baltimore and Boston. Of course, we talked about the Reds. Going under, of course, also tonight, Dodgers and Diamondbacks. So your Mac Daddy Stogies tonight in the world of the sports gambling. We are going to take the Spurs tonight, lay the chalk, and we're going to go under the total there in that one. Sides we're taking to Major League Baseball, Cardinals, Cubs, Angels, and some totals we're taking tonight. Unders of the totals in the games in Seattle, Philadelphia, Boston, Cincinnati, of course, Arizona. And don't forget, this is what I left out, Paul Skeens is going for the Pirates tonight against the Astros. Yeah, I'm going under in that game too. That total is 7.5. Skeens will basically get that one done by himself. So under the game in Houston as well. Those are your Mac Daddy Stogies. Take it to the desert, smoke them. Thanks for joining us. Until the next time, as always, may the winners be yours. King, you got to tell us, how is Sean C. picking all these hockey games? And he's into soccer too? Thank you. Thank you very much. Viva Las Vegas. Viva.